Greetings. One of the things that I've been thinking about a lot, and it really, especially because I listened to a couple guys talk, a couple pastors talk today, and it was kind of like pushed me over the edge, because I've been thinking about what's going to happen to the institutional church as the pandemic continues to set in. You know, I see so many people just doing weird things. And I would suggest what's going to happen is I just sent a, or just did a video for you. A lot of the church is going to fall apart because people will find, I don't need to go. Because when they say, just stay at home and listen to a sermon online, why should I listen to that local guy when there's a better guy, that's on the other side of the world that I can listen to? And really, why am I called to listen to a pastor? Where in scripture do you find that? Point to one verse. Well, we can't. I really wonder. I do think there's going to be a significant falling away. No one of the elect will be lost, but what's going to happen is we have, especially a large group that have, the church has grown because it's so easy. Well, now you make it even easier not to be there, and people won't. So, because that's not what the church is defined as. But that's a long subject, and I'll get into that. But the my concern is my own family. What are they doing now? Are they living in fear? Have they succumbed to this all the fallacies that are going on? It amazes me. To me, the thing that I see that I think shows it so well is I take the 7-mile round trip to go to Publix, and I do it rather quickly, and I get there and there are customers, young people going around wearing their mask and in their cart, sodas, donuts, and all sorts of garbage processed food. And I'm as healthy as can be, and I don't need their mask, because the mask, I'm sorry, it's a distraction. Healthy people remain healthy. But anyway, because the death rate for healthy people is about zero. So I'm really concerned what's happening to my family. I'm concerned if the institutions they're involved with have succumbed, which is quite likely. And so what is that doing to them? Where is their allegiance? Is it to the institution or to the Lord? Obviously, it's a rhetorical question, because my family has turned to the state. My family trusts in the institution. They do not trust in the Lord, because the Lord's commandments are ignored, aren't they? There's no love. Well, actually, I shouldn't say there's no love. I saw love in George. And his dad is trying to show love to him and the rest of the family. I pray one day that'll be shared. I put up no roadblocks, no preconditions. I do think I need to emphasize that. There are no preconditions here. There are no preset terms. This is the way it must be. Reconciliation starts with dialogue, not preconditions. Mr. Cross! I am so frustrated that he set up preconditions. Yes, I want to reconcile with you. Once you meet my preconditions, that is a fraud. That is an absolute heartless fraud that would do that. And I'm sorry, I don't have better words for it. That is heartless fraud. It is an act of hate. But there's grace. There's grace for those who are willing. After that kind of hate shown me, and the constant reaching out to him for reconciliation, if he would finally shed his pride and say, yes, I'll talk to you. Can you imagine what could happen? maybe we could reflect obedience to Christ. Gee, there's a novel idea. I'm sorry, I get concerned. My kids, my wife, and even Jim Cross are people I'm concerned about, and what's happening to them is hateful. I'm not after revenge. I'm not after retribution. I'm after reconciliation. And I'm going to be very clear about this. Well, I think I have been. And I'm not going to stop. Anyone, please, open up the door. The door's open from my end. George reached out. And I'm pretty sure all the videos, obviously the tie that I sent him, his birthday card, was sent back. So he probably doesn't know, does he? You have to keep the walls up and isolate my family from me, because if they were to find out that their dad loves them, that's not going to make Jim Cross look in a good light, is it? Or even my wife. It doesn't have to be that way. We could start with reconciliation. Find some way to just say you want to have a private conversation with me, and we'll have a private conversation. Whatever it takes. I'm flexible. But I have one goal. Obedience to Christ as seen in reconciliation. I'm sorry, I got really long. But I love my family. And Dorothy Jane, my lady, I love you.